All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is on hurricane watch, on storm watch, with his umbrella and his ammeter in hand, Pat Pagano.
Yeah, I'm on every watch. did you have any showers a little bit earlier?
Yeah, sprinkles. I'll call it sprinkles. Sprinkles.
Yeah, that's now near Hartford. I noticed another area right now that is approaching Kingston. That should move, that should continue to move just to the north of Kingston. But what's happening is that the air mass is so soupy that these showers and thunderstorms are popping up well in advance of the cold front. Even over eastern PA, I see little speckles. Then we have a more of a solid line from Rochester, New York, all the way down to Pittsburgh, and then another line in back of that. So the forecast is indicating mainly late day and evening showers and thunderstorms. Well, I think that will be the most of when we get our activity. There could easily be a shower or thunderstorm popping up before that. It's a humid day, a hazy day in the middle 80s. Showers, thunderstorms, 70 tonight. They will end tomorrow morning, partly sunny, humid in the 80s for Friday. Saturday, a little bit less humid. We'll call it moderately humid. And partly sunny with a high 90. And middle 80s and partly sunny, a little less humid on Sunday and fair on Monday. So the weekend is dry, but it's very warm. And it's still on the humid side. It's not excessive, but still on the humid side. Hey, look what happened back on this day in 1888. Mount Washington in New Hampshire, heavy snow. And even the peaks of the Green Mountains of Vermont were whitened. And it's interesting, that was in 1888. What else happened in 1888? Do you recall offhand?
I forget.
The blizzard, the infamous blizzard of 1888.
Yeah, you're right. Killed thousands.
So obviously it was a cold year, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, if it snowed in northern New England in July, it was obviously a cold year. And that was when we didn't have global warming. Interesting.
Well, that really is a once in 100 year thing or 1,000 year thing. It hasn't happened again. You know?
That's right.
So we're getting all these things that are happening all the time. But getting away from that for a second.
Right.
I think yesterday or the day before was the anniversary of the tornadoes that started in Cornwall, Connecticut, and went right down the line of tornadoes, went right down south and wound up not dissipating until they got to the coastline of Connecticut. Nobody died, but millions of dollars worth of damage.
Mm.
And I bring that up because I think I got caught in it. Trees down behind me and trees in front of me. So I got caught in it when that happened many, many, many years ago. It was the weirdest time of my life, Pat. I was going to see my mother because the sky, you could hear thunder without seeing clouds for ten minutes, right? But all of a sudden, you could hear thunder, and the sky literally turned, I want to say, green,
purple.
Like a limish green, a dark. And then all of a sudden, it got pitch black, like it was the middle of the night.
Right.
And I tell you, Pat, there was myself and a car in front of me. It probably only lasted about 5.5 minutes. We didn't get hit by it.
You couldn't see a thing.
Couldn't see a thing. Lightning all over the place, wind, and it seemed like it took an hour, but it was only about 5 minutes, and it would have passed by. Those tornadoes ended up touching down just across the Housatonic River in the Cornwall area and totally destroyed Cathedral of the Pines, and it was amazing. It was amazing. Now, I could have the date wrong, but I think it was sometime this week, probably 40 years ago. It was a long time ago. Anyway, I remember that like it was yesterday, being in the car and wondering what to do.
Yeah, well, when something happens like that, your best bet is to pull over, get out of the car, and lay flat on your stomach in a field.
Well, there was no field around. It was on a secondary road. And literally, it was pitch black. You would think it was midnight. But anyway, that's that. So now, Sunday looks good still for the car show then.
No problems at all.
And today, will we see any sun at all today?
Yeah, there'll be some hazy sun at times, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be as nice as the last couple of days, but there will definitely be some hazy summer time. So don't jump off the ship just yet.
No, all right. So now, so I did go home and watch Defending Your Life again with Rip Torn and Meryl Streep and stuff like that yesterday.
Right.
And I, you know, just that movie was in 1991. So that's how old it is. Okay? I still laugh all the way through it. It's such a good movie. It's got so many good lines. It's so heartwarming.
And what is it called?
Defending Your Life.
Defending Your Life. Is it something that we may be able to do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Is it going to require a million sets?
No. No.
You sure?
Positive. I'm telling you, Defending Your Life. It's, you know, there's a couple scenes where people ride in buses, but you can make that up in your studio. You can. There's no problem with that. There's some hotel rooms scenes that are there. I think you can adapt it, but even if you can't,
I'm going to take a look at it.
Even if you can't adapt it, I think it's a movie you will love.
Enjoy.
I think you won't rent it. I think you'll end up buying it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I've never heard of it. And I was thinking of you yesterday. Were your ears ringing?
My ears always ring.
Oh, okay.
For many
sort
reasons.
Of mine, by the way, sort of mine, but, aside from that, I did sign up with Netflix yesterday. First of all, I want to see Stranger Things.
Yep.
I watched the first episode, loved it. And then I got someone wired me and told me that there is a documentary on there called Prediction by the Numbers. And I think it has to do with meteorology. So I want to catch the documentary as much. So that's it. So I added that to my library. And I also thought I'd tell you that the walkway is, I would say, 90% complete as far as all of the slate or the blue stones have been put down into place. They've been cemented. Now they're going to do the mortar and then they seal it. They still think that they'll have this all finished by tomorrow. I saw one guy working in the backyard yesterday doing the mulch. I saw another guy doing the little wall on the side in the garage. So finally, things are getting done there. I'm happy about that. And it looks like we will be canceling. It looks like right now we are going to be canceling movie night at the lake this Saturday night for the lack of interest.
Wow.
I had the only people that replied, aside from the cast that's in the movie, one person.
Wow.
One person. I'm not gonna run this whole thing for one person. There's no way.
Times are changing.
See?
Times are changing. You must be starting to get yuppies in there. Or millennials.
I don't know, but I just figured I'm gonna take the opportunity
and
ask the cast to still go to the studio and I will show them Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte.
Yeah.
Saturday night, so they could take a look at the movie that we will be attempting to do this summer.
All right. I think it's a good idea.
That's it.
All right. Well, you know, I had a long day yesterday, another long day today, and I can't wait till Friday comes because I've got a long day on Saturday.
Well, that's tomorrow. So, yep, and we'll summarize your weekend forecast tomorrow. In the meantime, keep cool. Watch out for those storms, Marshall, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.